May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Matthew chapter 14. And immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And after he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray, and it was evening. He was there alone. But the boat was many stadia away from him and the land, and was being battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. And the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were frightened, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying repeatedly, "Take courage, for I am. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said to him, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat, and he walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." There are so many things in that scripture. I've taught it a lot over the years, but one of the statements my spiritual father used to make was that from this, I don't know if it's this particular gospel one, but this story, is that as Jesus was walking on the water, and of course Peter, we know that Peter sank, and that was sort of embarrassing, but he was also the only disciple who walked on water. He was the only one who was willing to risk. He was the only one who stepped out and asked the Lord, "Lord, if it's you, then invite me to come." And of course, Jesus did. And he would have invited all of them to come if they had wanted to come. And as Peter looked out and saw Jesus, and here's Jesus conquering the unconquerable. Even though Jesus was God, very God, Jesus lived as a man, filled the Holy Spirit, dependent on the Father to live his life through him by the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus made it very clear over and over again, the works that I do, it's the Father doing them through me. And so Jesus walked on water, not because as God he decided to flip on the God switch and walk on water. He walked on water by faith. And he was not only doing this thing, but also demonstrating something to his disciples. He was always doing that. It was always about demonstration, not just information. But he was speaking something that was true to Peter, but also be prophetically true for all of us who are in Christ. And this is what my spiritual father used to always say. He used to say, it's as if Jesus was saying to Peter that what threatens to be over your head is already under my feet. And based on that, because he saw Jesus doing something that was impossible, he was invited to come, and Peter came. Jesus just spoke the word, "Come," and Peter stepped out in faith, believing that it could happen because he saw it happening before him. It happened before him. It was happening not just in front of him, but Jesus was doing it first. Everything in our life is because Jesus has done it first. It's true about everything in our lives as Christians, every situation and every circumstance and every temptation, that everything that threatens to be over your head is already under his feet. You see, Christ attained our position of victory in all areas by his finished work. It's already true. It's already done. Everything that we'll ever face is history to God. God's timeless. He sees things in this eternal paradigm. He sees things in that way. And so everything that you and I will ever face, if you just read throughout Scripture, over and over again, they would walk into situations and circumstances, and yet the truth is that God had already dealt with it. They just simply walked in and saw the consequences manifested in time and space, what God had already done in the spirit realm. Faith is evidence of things not seen. It's evidence. Evidence is proof that something already true already exists, though I don't see it in the natural yet. And so everything that threatens to be over our head, every temptation that seems, every temptation is bigger than you. We talked about that Sunday. Sin is supernatural. The law of sin is something supernatural, and it's inside of your flesh. And you might be able to beat back one for a while, but you'll eventually give in and then start giving in. You can't conquer sin, but Jesus did for us. He attained our position of victory by his finished work, but we obtain our condition of victory by our faith. Because what Jesus has done for us is done, it's finished, it's ours completely. That's our position in Christ. You have a position of victory already over every sin, every situation you're ever going to walk into. Nothing's going to be a surprise to him. In the spiritual realm, he's already been there. He's already done it. He just wants you to walk it out. Walk it out, good works that he has prepared beforehand, it says in Ephesians chapter 2. But just like Canaan was theirs. God promised him over and over again. He said, you're going to go in and possess a land I have already given you. And when the spies went in, the second time when they went in, Rahab is like going, where you been? We've been waiting for you guys for 40 years. We knew we were beaten 40 years ago, but you, the people of God, seem to be the only ones who hadn't figured it out. The enemy knows. You just don't seem to know. And then when the Lord told them to go into the land, Joshua chapter 1, verse 3, he says, every place that you put your foot, I've already given it to you. But you got to put your foot. I've already done it. I've already attained it for you. But you got to obtain it. That's our part, by faith. Christ is to us practically what he is to our faith. He's already accomplished, he's already attained victory for us over every sin, over any circumstances, in any situation, and any relationship. He's already attained victory for us by his finished work. What threatens to be over your head's already under his feet. He's already done it. But what he's attained by his finished work, he's attained this position of victory that we live in, because we're in Christ, but we obtain victory by our faith, one step at a time. But you're not trying to get victory. You're simply claiming victory that he already got so it can be manifested into your experience. That's the gospel. Okay? When they walked through the land of Canaan, they were simply claiming what was already theirs because of what he had done. But they had to take the steps to do it. That's why we say a lot, we don't live for victory, we live from victory. And that's by faith. So, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.